Hey everybody, today we are looking at the gospel, and the gospel today is, let me open it up here, the gospel of Mark chapter 6. We're looking at the second half of the reading that we have today, and the second half of the reading starts on verse 7. And here we'll go with Mark chapter 6 starting at verse 7, and we'll take it from there. He says, "And Jesus called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on two tunics. And he said to them, 'Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you and they will not listen to you, when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them.' So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them." So today I just want to talk a little bit about trust. And trust is a difficult thing for a lot of people. It's difficult to trust in people. It's difficult to trust in a lot of different things. Trust is something that has to be earned a lot of times. Trust is something that can be easily broken and it's difficult to mend. Trust is something, especially in human relationships, that is essential for the relationship to thrive, to be healthy. Without trust, you can't really call it much of a relationship at all. Coexistence, perhaps, but not really relationship. So today, Jesus sends out his disciples. And he sends them out two by two. Got to have somebody with you. You got to have a partner. And so first of all, looking at how Jesus sends them out, he's really entrusting them with a lot of things. He's entrusting them with one another. You're getting sent out to be a missionary around all of the different villages to proclaim repentance. And who knows what you're going to encounter. You need to be able to trust the person next to you. He also sends them out with just a staff and one tunic and just sandals. He says, don't take any bread, don't take any money, don't take a bag or anything to carry it in. And so he's asking them in that sense to trust in God to provide what it is that they need. And God will provide that through the people they encounter. So in this little section, verses 7 through 13, Jesus is first entrusting them with a lot of things. With the power to cast out demons, with the power to heal. He's entrusting them with the power of the Holy Spirit. And he's also asking them to trust in a lot of different things. And when we in this world that we live in today talk about trust, one of the biggest things that people talk about now is trusting in yourself. And actually, it's not new. This is something that's been around for a long time. And when you complete the sentence, trust your, what is it? What do you put in that blank? Trust your what? Trust your gut. Trust your instinct. Trust your intuition. Trust yourself. And while that sounds good, it really is an issue. Because if you really are truthful with yourself, how trustworthy are you for yourself? Or is it easy for you to sort of deceive yourself, to trick yourself into saying or doing something that you really know you shouldn't, but you do it anyway? See, trusting in yourself leads in a lot of bad directions because, scripturally speaking, the self is the source of a lot of sin. The self is the source for all of this stuff that messes up the world. The self is that source of power mongering, the source of control issues. That's where those things come from. And so to trust yourself, you're asking yourself first to trust in somebody who really isn't trustworthy. So what do we do about that? What do we do when, you know we can't really even trust ourselves? We can't depend on ourselves. Well, let's look to Scripture Let's look at some Old Testament stuff. The Proverbs and the Psalms is full of things about trust. And so we'll turn first to Proverbs 3, probably the most often cited proverb when it comes to trust. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. I knew a lot of people who had this as their confirmation verse. And it sounds great. It's not easy to do. So Proverbs 3, starting at verse 5. The word says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones." So the scriptures urge you not to trust in yourself, not to put your trust in you. He says, don't lean on your own understanding. Don't depend on your own wisdom to make decisions. We don't depend on that stuff. We trust in the Lord. We trust in God. Now, having said that, God is the one who gives you all of those things, who gives you your understanding, who gives you your heart, who gives you your gut, your instinct, your intuition. So, this is where it gets a little bit circular. Because we don't trust in those things alone. We don't trust in those things on their own. We trust in God who provides those things. And sometimes, that's the voice that speaks through those things. He's the voice that speaks through those things. Sometimes it's ourselves, and we will rather listen to ourselves than to God on occasion. And so the idea of trust is difficult because it's a tricky thing. It's a convoluted thing. It's something that challenges our own understanding of ourselves. We don't trust ourselves. We trust in God who created us. We trust in God who gave us the instinct, who gave us the gut, who gave us the intuition, who gave us those things. But we don't set God aside in order to trust in ourselves. We trust in God. And through those things that He has provided for us, is He speaks to us and tells us, you know, where those things are. So a couple of other sections here. Proverbs, we'll look at Proverbs 28. So if you have your scriptures hanging around there, Proverbs 28, lots of wisdom here. 28, and my pages are sticking together. We'll look at Proverbs 28, verse 26. Whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool. I guess that says it pretty plainly, doesn't it? Whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool. Yeah, I suppose so. Whoever trusts in his own understanding, whoever trusts in his own brain to lead him in the right direction, you're a fool. Because the mind is ever deceitful. So is the heart. So is the gut. All of these things. But God is not. God is the one who leads us and guides us. God is the one who shows us the way to go. Last one I want to look at is Psalm 20. So we go back a book to the book of Psalms, and we look at 20 verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. So there he's talking about trusting in the things of man to deliver from danger. And some trust in chariots, he says, and some trust in horses. Some trust in the strength of our own abilities to do things. But I think this is where we've gone astray for a long time, probably since the garden. But for a long time, we've gone astray in telling people to be true to yourself. Trust in yourself. Look to yourself. Always be yourself. There's lots of things in this country, particularly, where we've really focused on trusting in ourselves. And Scripture is full of places where they say, don't do that. Don't trust in yourself. You're going to get yourself in trouble. And not only that, but as more and more people put God on the shelf and take up the book of self and trust in themselves and try and make themselves into something, this more of a struggle this world is going to be. Yes, it would be easy just to say, simply go back to what God says in his word. That would be great. And if the whole world would do that, I'm sure we'd be in much better shape. But that's not the way the world works. It's not the way people work. It's not even the way you and I work as sinful human beings. So trusting in yourself is a bad idea, but we do it all the time. And not only that, but the world encourages us more and more to trust in ourselves and not God. So let's turn to God in trust and look at how Jesus sends his disciples out in trust. So as he charges them to go out on their journey, they go out two by two. Remember, I said they go out in partners, so you have to trust the other person.
But understand that the other person is not trustworthy as
you are not trustworthy. So maybe it's less of trusting in the other person and more in trusting in what God has done to provide for you. And so here he says, no bread, no bag, no money, but trust in God. Jesus doesn't say that here, but underneath what he's saying is that they are to be reliant on the work of God around them. They are to look to the people that they are serving as those who would provide for them as God would have them provide. Sometimes that's in abundant generosity, sometimes not as much. Sometimes it's in wonderful support and encouragement, and other times that doesn't come around. But the thing that Jesus isn't telling them to do is to trust in the people. He says, you know, he's sending them out with the trust of God. And again, he entrusts them. He gives them the ability to cast out demons and heal the sick. And so later we'll read when they return, they're so excited that they were able to do that. And Jesus reminds them that it's not about the power of casting out demons. It's not about the power to heal. It's not about all of the great and amazing things you saw. What it's about is the work of God in and through you. So trust is hard. I won't, you know, there's no way to sort of say, you know, here's the easy way to trust. There is no easy way. Even when it comes to God, there's no easy way to just simply trust. We can say it over and over again that we do that, but you know we don't. But when we go to his word, when we have his word to stand on, we have something we can trust. We have someone we can trust. When we have his word that he says that this is what is true, then we can trust that. We don't have to squabble over it. We don't have to come up with our own theories. We don't have to invent our own way of doing things. We don't have to even invent ourselves. We trust in God. And we give thanks for the things that God has given us. We give thanks for who God created us to be. We give thanks for the variety of the world around us. We give thanks for all of these things that we try and control, that we try and master, that we try and have power over, because we don't feel even sometimes that we can trust in those things, which can't. You can only trust in God. So this is where it leads us, ultimately, is complete trust in God to do what he says he's going to do, to fulfill the promises that he made. We completely trust God to forgive us our sins. We completely trust God to have mercy on us. And as I've said over and over today, it's not easy. There are some times when it works really well. There are other times when we really struggle. And maybe it's especially at those times of struggle that we need to go back to his word and see the promises that he gave to us. And hear the reminder that we're not to trust ourselves. We're to trust in God and what he's done for us through Christ. So I wish it could be a cheering kind of thing with today. It's a challenging thing today. And so we work with that. We live with that. And as I've said over and over, my wife says over and over, it's life. It's hard. It's difficult. There are challenges. But we have a God whom we can trust. We have a God who we can look to provide all our needs. We have a God that we can depend on to be gracious and merciful and forgiving and loving. We don't have to invent it. We don't have to develop it. We don't have to trust in ourselves to conjure something up. Trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Trust in God. That's the message. Trust in God. Amen.